this morning.
大家今天早上因为耶稣感到很兴奋吗？
This morning you're going to learn another reason why you should be really excited about Jesus.
那今天早上你要学习另外一个原因，为什么你要对耶稣这么样的兴奋？
Am I on now? Oh, that's why you weren't so excited before.
Oh, you couldn't hear me. 的声音不够大哈，你没听到。
All right, and this is part two.
这是第二部分。
Of the glory of God's justice.
讲到上帝正义的荣耀。
And last time we focused on the Old Testament.
上次我们专注在旧约。
And this time we focus on the New Testament.
这次我们要专注在新约。
And what we learn is we can't escape justice.
我们学习到的是我们没有办法逃避上帝的审判。
Everybody gets justice one way or another.
每个人都是从各个方面得到神的正义。
But the glory of the gospel is we can obtain mercy.
但是福音的荣耀是我们可以获得上帝的怜悯。
And remember last time we defined justice?
那上次我们为正义定了一个定义。
It is not a standard that God follows.
正义不是上帝所遵循他所跟随的一个标准。
God is the standard of justice.
上帝自己就是正义的标准。
All justice just flows from him.
所有的正义都从上帝流出。
Okay? Justice is an eternal, immutable attribute of his glory.
所以他的荣耀是他的正义是他荣耀永恒不改变的属性。
Okay? It's very important to realize.
好，明白这点相当的重要。
Okay, thus his justice must be the same in both the Old Testament and New Testament.
所以上帝的正义在旧约和新约当中应该是一样的。
Right, and we looked at how he was just in the Old Testament.
我们上次看到他在旧约里如何是一位正义公正的神。
Today we're going to see his justice in the New Testament.
那今天我们要看他在新约里他的正义。
And how do we avoid getting justice for our sins?
以及我们如何逃避因为我们的罪恶所要得到的正义。
Because if we did, we would be damned for all eternity.
假如我们没有办法得从当中脱离的话呢，我们在永生当中都是受咒诅的。
But someone else took my justice for me.
但是另外一个人担当了我必须接受的正义。
So that I can receive God's mercy.
好，让我可以领受上帝的怜悯。
So let me ask you, are you hoping you get justice on Judgment Day?
所以我想问大家，你希望在上帝审判的那天得到上帝的公正吗？
See, the only person that would think that would be someone who says, I'm a good person, I don't sin.
好，那唯一可以这么回答的人就是，哦，我是一个好人啊，我从来不犯罪。
Right, God's going to have to let me into heaven, I've been so good.
我这么好，上帝一定会让我进入天堂。
But I hope that's not describing you today.
但是我想那个应该不是描述你这个人。
Because that's a hopeless situation.
因为你是没有机会，没有机会，没有盼望的。
Right, nobody can meet God's perfect standard.
没有人可以符合上帝完美的标准。
But on Judgment Day, I'm looking forward to receiving the mercy of God in Christ Jesus.
但是在上帝审判的那一天，我希望在主耶稣基督里面得到上帝的怜悯。
And I hope you'll appreciate His mercy today.
我也希望你今天能够体会到他的怜悯。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们为你的话语献上感谢。
Because it's through your word that we understand what you're really like.
因为是经由你的话语，我们才真正认识你的本相。
And you are a great God, worthy of all our praise.
你是一位伟大的上帝，配得我们所有的赞美。
But your word also reveals we all have a major problem.
但是你的话语也显示，我们都有一个很大的问题。
We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
因为我们都犯了罪，亏缺了你自己的荣耀。
But you give us a way out.
但是你给了我们一条出路。
You give us a way to survive your justice.
你给我们一条出路，让我们在你的审判之下仍然可以活着。
And through your mercy,
而借着你的怜悯，
get to spend a glorious eternity with you.
能够在永恒里与你在一起。
So help us understand justice and mercy this morning.
求主今天早上帮助我们明白你的公正和你的怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Right? And just got to share a little story with you here.
一开始要跟大家分享一个小故事。
Some of you weren't here when I did part one.
当我上一次讲到第一部分的时候，有些人不在场。
Yeah. But we had a first-time visitor.
但是有一个人是第一次来到我们教会。
That week, and they were hesitant to come.
他们不是很想来教会。
And they even specifically asked the person that was bringing them to church. They told me this at lunch. Said, I asked them, he's not going to preach fire and brimstone, is he?
这个人说，哦，你请我到教会，那牧师不会讲这个硫磺跟火狐的事情吧？
And then she said, you not only said fire and brimstone, you even wrote it out on your PowerPoint.
他说你不但提到火跟硫磺，甚至你在这个投影片上都写出这个字眼。
So all I could say was,Well, God really has a sense of humor, doesn't he?
我跟他说的就是上帝确实有他的幽默感。
The one specific thing she said, he won't preach that, will he?
这个妇女来到我们教会，她说她会对那个请他来说，哦，牧师不会讲这个上帝的审判，讲的火与硫磺吧。
Right, that's exactly what I preached.
那天我讲的正好是那个。
But I said, but see, that was the glory, right?
但是我说，但这是上帝的荣耀，对不对？
We don't have to suffer fire and brimstone.
我们不需要忍受火跟硫磺的苦。
That's what the gospel is all about, the good news.
这就是福音，就是好消息。
We can be saved from the wrath to come.
我们可以从上帝的愤怒当中逃开。
So if anybody's afraid of God's justice and fire and brimstone, it's because they only know half.The Bible story.
所以，假如有一个人惧怕上帝的审判、上帝的正义，还有上帝火跟硫磺的审判的话，他只是知道圣经的一部分而已。
Okay, so let's look at a little illustration here.
好，让我们现在来看个比方。
Okay, when we're studying God's justice, it can only be understood in light of eternity.
当我们学习上帝的正义的时候，我们必须从永恒的观点来看。
Right, so you see this rope here?
我们看到这边有一条绳子。
Okay.So what is this rope? It goes on there forever and ever, and it goes out there forever and ever. So what does this rope represent?
这条绳子就是出了门以后一直往那边走，出了这条门后一直往那边走，它代表什么呢？
Yeah, some of you know, right? Say it loud for these people. Eternity. Say it loud enough so people can't fall asleep.
这条绳子哈，
All right, eternity, yeah. This represents eternity.
这条绳子就代表永恒。
So what does this book represent?
那这本书代表什么呢？
Yeah, it is the Bible, it is God's word, but on the line of eternity, this is the beginning of time, and this is the end of time.
好，虽然这边是一本书，是圣经，但它代表就是时间的开始跟时间的结束，就是历史中的这一段时间。
Right. See, the Bible is the only book that tells us about the beginning of time and the end of time.
因为圣经是唯一一本把时间的开始跟时间的结束告诉我们的那本书。
This is the only book on the face of the earth.
也是世界上唯有的一本书。
That tells you and me where we came from.
告诉我们我们从哪里来。
Okay, it started right here.
它是从时间的开始来。
And it's the only book on earth that tells us we can know for sure where we're going when we leave time.
而且是唯一一本书告诉我们，当我们离开这个时间的时候，我们往哪里去。
See, sometime at some point.We're all going to leave time and enter eternity.
好，在时间的某个阶段，我们都必须离开这里，然后进入到永恒里面去。
And when I leave, I'm going in a white robe.
当我离开的时候，我是会穿着白袍离开的。
Okay, but meanwhile, we're all trapped in time right now.
但是同时，我们都陷在这个时间当中。
Okay, so here's the thing. From our limited perspective in this fallen world.
所以从我们在这个堕落世界有限的一个观点。
Right.We'll often think life is not fair.
我们常常想说人生是不公平的。
And then we wrongly think God's not fair.
然后我们就错误地想说上帝是不公平的。
See? But that's because we only have a limited view of God's justice and righteousness when we live in time.
那是因为我们活在时间的限制里面，我们只有这段时间去看上帝的作为。
And because somebody messed it up, didn't they?
但是因为是有个人犯了一个很大的错。
Okay.This world is not the way God created it.
这个世界不是上帝原先他创造的样子。
It's a real mess right now.
现在它是一个大很大的一个乱七八糟的事情。
And we all contribute to the mess.
我们都在其中有所贡献。
Because we've all sinned.
因为我们都犯了罪。
And we all suffer.
我们都受苦。
Sometimes for our own sin, sometimes for somebody else's sin.
有的时候是因为自己犯的罪受苦，有的时候是因为别人犯的罪受苦。
So here we have eternity.
所以这条绳子代表永恒。
Yes. And here we have all of history. Right
这边
here.
这一段就代表历史上的时间。
Right. And remember, God actually gives a test to every false religion.
事实上，上帝给每一个不对的信仰一个测验。
To
to every false god.
对每一个错误的上神。
In Isaiah he says, if you're really gods,
在以赛亚说他说假如你真是神的话。
Then tell us how everything began.
那么你把事情的发生告诉我。
And then tell us what's going to come in the future.
告诉我将来会发生什么事。
See, there is no other book that's filled with the truth about where everything began and the truth about how everything's going to end.
但是实际上没有任何其他一本书告诉我们时间如何开始，时间又要如何结束。
Okay, so only the light of God's word can protect us from wrong ideas of God as we pass through this dark tunnel of time.
所以只有当我们经过人生黑暗的隧道的时候，只有上帝的话语能够给我们亮光，保护我们。
Right. Oftentimes life gets so hard, we feel like we're in a dark tunnel and we just can't see light at the end of the tunnel.
有时候人生非常的艰苦，当我们走在这黑暗隧道里面时，好像看不到尽头。
That's why you got to know this book.
这就是为什么我们需要明白圣经。
It gives you the light at the end of the tunnel, at the end of time.
它在时间的结束，就好像隧道的结束的时候，把这个光明赐给你。
Okay. So God's justice, judgment, and wrath are inseparable.
上帝的正义、审判跟他的愤怒是分不开的。
The execution of God's justice and judgment is His wrath.
那上帝为什么要执行他的审判跟他的正义呢？乃是因为他有愤怒。
And this is not an imperfect human wrath.
那他这个愤怒不是像出于我们人一个不完美的人所发的怒气。
A lot of times our wrath is we lost control, right?
有的时候我们发怒是我们失去了控制。
But God's wrath, he's not losing control.
但是上帝的愤怒不是说上帝失去控制。
It's just his righteous opposition to all sin.
只是他反对所有犯罪他的那个公正。
Wrath against sin is part of God's divine perfection.
所以上帝对罪恶的愤怒呢，是他神圣完美的一部分。
God's wrath is as much a divine perfection as his mercy.
上帝的愤怒与他的连续同样是完美的。
And here's the thing, a just God must judge every violation of his perfect moral standard.
一位正义的神必须审判每一个违反他完美道德标准的行为。
Right, if God didn't just sin and evil, if he didn't judge sin and evil, he wouldn't be a good God.
假如上帝不审判罪恶跟邪恶的话，他就不是一位善良完美的神。
I was just reading in the news, I think it was yesterday.
我昨天读到一些消息。
Some guy is drunk driving and he killed three people in the other car.
一位酒醉驾车的人杀死了三个人。
And he's not even going to jail.
他甚至不会是下监狱。
That kind of thing just makes your blood boil.
像这种的事情就让你热血沸腾。
He can kill three people and there's no penalty?
他可以杀死了三个人却没有任何的刑罚吗？
Oh yeah, there was a penalty.
确实有一个刑罚。
The day on the anniversary, the day he killed those three people.
在他杀死这三个人那个周年纪念的时候
，He has to go spend that day in jail.
那一天他要去监狱。
Does that sound like American justice?
这是美国的正义吗
？No, of course not. That gets us upset, right?
不是好，我们都会很生气。
See, and here's the thing: God is perfectly just.
但是上帝他的正义是完美的。
You know, 2,000 people committed a murder last year and were never caught.
去年有2000个人犯了谋杀罪，但是却没有被逮到。
Doesn't that get you upset?
你会不会很生气
？It should.
你应该很生气。
If you have any sense of justice,
假如你有正义感的话
，Nobody should be able to commit murder and get away with it.
没有任何人可以犯了谋杀却可以逃罪。
Okay, but now when you look at this book,
但是现在我们看这个圣经
，Did they get away with it?
他们可以逃脱这些罪吗
？Did they? Yes or no? No.
不行。
Nobody will get away with any sin.
没有人会因为任何罪可以躲开。
Because there is a final judgment at the end of time.
因为在时间的最后有一个最后的审判。
You might escape man's justice for a while.
我们或许可以有一段时间逃离了人的审判。
Commit a crime and not get caught by the law.
犯一个罪，但是法律却没有逮到你。
But nobody can commit a crime or a sin and not get caught by God.
但是没有任何人可以犯一个罪或者一个邪恶而不被上帝给逮到。
Just a matter of time.
只是时间的问题。
But that time comes at the end of time.
这个时间是在最后时间的终结的时候。
Okay. Now it is impossible for God to do something that's not good.
上帝不可能做不好的事情。
When God judges sin, that's a good thing.
当上帝审判罪恶的时候呢，那是一件好事。
When a murderer is judged, that's a good thing.
当一个谋杀的人被审判的时候，这是一件好事。
When a thief is caught and punished, that's a good thing.
当一个小偷被逮到被惩罚的时候，这是一件好事。
For a judge just to let thieves go and to let murderers go, that would be evil in itself.
一个审判官让小偷或谋杀犯离自由而走的话，那不是一个好的审判官。
So God's justice, His judgment, and His wrath are all a good thing.
所以上帝的正义、他的审判还有他的怒气，基本上是件好事。
Okay, His justice we have symbolized here in Lady Justice.
这边是一个正义女神。
Right, notice she's blindfolded.
她戴着一个眼罩。
She doesn't care how rich or poor you are.
她不管你多有钱或是多贫穷。
Justice doesn't care how old or young you are.
这个公正也不在乎你多年纪多大或多小。
Justice is blinded to the color of your skin.
好，公正也对你的肤色不看。
They just weigh the evidence.
他们只是衡量证据。
Did you commit this crime or not?
你是不是犯了这个罪？
If the evidence proves you committed it,
假如证据证明你犯了这个罪，
that's what the sword of justice is for.
那么这把正义之剑，它的用处就在这里。
That sword represents the wrath of the law.
所以这把剑就代表法律的愤怒。
And where do we get this idea? Every country has this understanding of justice.
每一个国家都有这个公正、这个正义的这个观念。
Because the God who created all man is a just God.
乃是因为创造人的上帝，他本身是一位公正的神。
But his justice is just as good as his mercy and grace.
他的公正跟他的怜悯跟他的恩典都是好的。
And you have a choice.
你有一个选择。
When you leave time and face eternity, there'll be a judgment.
当我们离开这个时间，面对永恒的时候，上帝会审判我们。
Do you want justice or do you want mercy?
你要上帝的公正的审判，还是你要上帝怜悯呢？
You need to make that decision clear today.
好，今天就要做一个清楚的选择。
Okay. Sinning against the holy God is serious.
好，对神圣的上帝犯罪是严重的。
Okay. Sinning against an infinitely holy God must bring a judgment of infinite severity.
对一位无限神圣的上帝犯罪，必然带来无限严重的审判。
Our God is a consuming fire.
圣经说我们的神是烈火。
Right? It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
落在永生神的手里真是可怕呀。
If you're going to get justice.
假如你得的是上帝的正义。
Okay. Here's the illustration we mentioned last time.
上次我也提出一个比方。
Okay, a man sitting in a park bench.
一个人坐在公园的凳子上。
Right, and he's sitting there, and this rat comes by.
他坐在那个凳子上，就有一个老鼠过来了。
Right, so what does he do when he sees the rat? He gets up and he kicks it really hard.
他看到老鼠来以后，他就把这个老鼠给踢走了。
Now, does he need to go to jail for doing that?
他踢走老鼠，需不需要下到监牢去呢？
No, in New York, that's a good thing. Yeah, kill the rat.
在纽约，这是一件好事，好，你把老鼠给杀掉。
They're dangerous.
他们很危险的。
Right. Okay, so no problem there, right?
所以没有问题。
Kick the rat, it's not a sin.
好，所以他踢老鼠不是犯罪。
But now he's sitting there and a dog comes by.
所以他还坐那边，一只狗过来了。
And he gets up and he kicks that dog.
所以他站起来把狗踢了一脚。
Suppose it's your dog.
假如是你的狗。
Okay, what would you do?
你会怎么做？
Would you just say, it's only a dog?
你会说，哦，就不过是一条狗。
No, see, a dog's a little higher up the chain of respectability. Than a rat.
当然，狗比老鼠更获得人的尊重。
Yeah, he would definitely. You might call the police. There'd definitely be some repercussions.
所以你可能会叫警察，然后警察会处分这个人。
But now he's sitting there, and this little two-year-old toddler comes walking by.
他还坐在同个凳子，然后一个两岁的小孩走过来。
And now he gets up and he kicks that toddler.
他站起来就把这个两岁小孩给踢了一脚。
What do you do? Yeah, good kick.
啊，你说哦，你这踢得真棒。
That's if you're a pervert, right?
这说假如你是个变态的人。
But if you're a decent human being, that guy goes to jail.
假如你是一个正直的话，那这个人要下监狱的。
That guy's going to get justice.
那个人会得到他的正义。
That's an evil thing to kick that little baby.
踢一个小孩子是非常邪恶的事情。
But then suppose now a 90-year-old Queen of England's visiting New York.
那假如现在90岁的英国女王来访问纽约。
And that guy sees this 90-year-old, hey, you're blocking my view, and gets up and kicks the Queen of England.
这个人看到这个90岁那个老太婆说，哎呀，你挡住我的视线了，就踢了她一脚。
Let me ask you, how serious would that be?
那有多严重啊？
What do you think happens to that guy at that point?
你想在那个时刻，这个人会发生什么事情？
So you see what we're getting at?
所以你知道我的目的是什么吧？
The seriousness of our sin is magnified by the greatness of the God we have sinned against.
我们罪的严重性，就因为我们所冒犯的对象是谁，而更加的扩大。
And God is a lot greater than even the Queen of England.
而上帝比英国女王是更大的。
This should cause us all to fear enough to seek God's forgiveness.
这应该使我们惧畏到要寻求神的赦免。
Because we've all sinned against God.
因为我们都冒犯了这位永生神圣的上帝。
So first here, we've got to clear up a common misunderstanding.
所以首先我们要澄清很多人普遍的误解。
And this is why many people don't have a healthy fear of God, of sinning against God.
要说明为什么许多人不怕向这个神犯罪。
As a pastor, you talk to people and you fear for these people sometimes.
我有时候作为牧师跟人家聊天，有时候我替这些人担心。
I'll tell you, yeah, I know it's a sin.
他说，哦，我知道这是一个罪。
But I'm going to do it anyway.
但是我还是要做。
God will forgive me.
上帝会赦免我。
He's so merciful.
他这么，上帝是这么怜悯那个神。
Do you know how dangerous that is?
你知道这样的想法是多么的危险吗？
No, God is just. He doesn't turn his justice off because you become a Christian.
上帝是公正的，他不因为你是一个基督徒而把他的公正给关掉。
Christians don't sin and get away with it.
基督徒也不能想说我犯罪，但是还可以逃跑。
But a lot of people don't have a healthy fear of God and a healthy fear of sinning.
但是很多人对上帝没有一个健康的敬畏，也没有个健康的对罪恶的惧怕。
And one of the main reasons is because they think the God of the Old Testament, that's the mean, harsh, vengeful God.
很多人他的错误的想说旧约的上帝是一个 严格苛刻而且复仇心重的一个愤怒的上帝。
Right, the God of the Old Testament is just the angry God.
好，旧约的神就是一个充满愤怒的神。
But God in the New Testament is loving, always forgiving, and a father.
好，但是新约的神是慈爱的而且永远赦免人的一个天父。
And he would never judge us.
他从来不会审判我们。
Well, anybody who believes that doesn't know the Old Testament or the New Testament.
任何有这样想法的人呢，他不认识旧约，也不认识新约。
Okay. Many ignorantly assume that God's action as judge fades into the background in the New Testament.
所以很多人无知的假设，好，上帝身为审判者的作为呢，在新约中他已经退居幕后了。
You gotta preach love.
应该传讲爱呀。
You got to preach the good news.
应该传讲好消息啊。
You don't need to talk about judgment.
不需要谈审判。
Yeah, so people aren't afraid of sinning.
所以人不害怕犯罪。
Because they don't know the truth.
因为他们不知晓真理。
Okay, the New Testament is an intense revelation of the justice, judgment, and wrath of God.
但是新约却强烈的启示上帝的正义、审判跟他的愤怒。
Okay. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
原来上帝的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
And that is present tense. It's a present tense.
在天上显明是一个现在式。
So the wrath of God is continuously 24/7 being revealed from heaven against all ungodliness.
好，说是现在式，就是它是持续进行那个状态。所以上帝的愤怒持续显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
Right, as a perfect judge, God must inflict upon all sin and wrongdoing the just penalty it deserves.
所以上帝是完美的审判者，他必须判决罪以及犯错当得的处罚。
Okay. So God's justice is revealed in. Anybody know what story this is?
所以上帝的正义愤怒显明在哪里呢？大家看到这个图画，你知道这是什么一件事情吗？
This guy dropped dead right there in the middle of a church service.
这个人在一个教会崇拜中，他就忽然倒下死了。
Right, Ananias and Sapphira.
就是亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉。
Yeah, they just died like that because they deceived and they were lying about their money.
因为他们金钱上欺骗了上帝，所以他们当场倒闭。
Yeah, don't. Have you ever lied?
我们曾经说谎吗？
Right, I heard the title of the sermon I never forgot. I don't remember the sermon.
有一篇讲到，我不记得他讲到讲什么，但是这讲到的这个标题好，我永远忘记不了。
But the title of his sermon on this passage was, "Why didn't God strike me dead?"
他的题目是为什么上帝没有帮我当场击毙呢？
Right? Haven't we stolen from God?
我们是不是也从神那边偷窃了呢？
Haven't we pretended to be something we really weren't?
我们是不是有时候也假装自己是某一个人而不是那样子的人呢？
God's justice revealed in the New Testament.
那我们再看看上帝的正义如何显明在新约。
Who's this guy?
这个人是谁？
He's a king, a bad king.
他是一个王，一个坏的王。
Take a guess.
猜猜看。
Herod, yeah, there you go.
希律王。
God's wrath is revealed against his judgment on Herod for murder and pride.
好，那上帝的愤怒显明在希律身上，因为他谋杀，他有骄傲。
Remember, people started applauding. He gave this amazing speech.
他有一次发表言论的时候呢，大家都鼓掌称赞他。
And people applaud him. He's a god, not a man.
甚至鼓掌到一个地步说，哦，他是神，他不是人。
And it says in Acts that he didn't give the glory to God.
就在使徒行传说，他没有把荣耀归给上帝。
And he was stricken down by God and died.
所以上帝当场惩罚他，他就死了。
Have you ever hated someone?
我们曾经憎恨某个人吗？
Because Jesus said if you hate someone, that's the same as committing murder.
圣经说，假如我们憎恨一个人，就好比谋杀。
Herod murdered.
希律谋杀了人。
You think, well, I never killed anybody.
你会想说，哎呀，我从来没杀过谁啊。
Well, have you ever hated anybody?
但是你恨过人吗？
He said, if you hate him in your heart, you would have killed him.
也是说，假如你心里痛恨一个人，你就好像把这人给杀了。
And have you ever been proud like Herod?
你也曾像希律王一样骄傲吗？
Yeah, put on those special clothes to put on a show.
他穿上他美丽的衣服，哈，一个表演。
Right.And here's the thing. This is all real history. These are coins from the six Herods in the New Testament.
这是新约六个希律王按照他们的这个历史做出来的钱币。
See, none of these stories in the Bible are made up.
好，圣经里的故事不是人捏造出来的。
They're all real history.
他们都是真实的历史。
This really happened.
确实发生过。
God's judgment fell upon.
所以上帝的审判也落在
the Jews for rejecting Christ in 70 A.D.
在主后七十年拒绝基督的犹太人。
Right, Elymas for trying to hinder the preaching of the gospel.
神的审判也落在阻挡福音传播的吕马。
Okay, on the Christians at Corinth for their irreverence at church, especially at the Lord's Supper.
神的审判也落在哥林多教会的基督徒身上，他们不敬畏神，而且特别在圣餐的事情上。
Whoa, that should be a little bit worrisome.
好，这个让我们有点担心了。
Ever been irreverent at church?
我们在教会是不是不敬虔呢？
Okay. The wrath of God's justice is revealed in.
那上帝的正义愤怒也显明在。
The fact that everyone who sins dies.
每个犯罪人都死了的这个事实。
Yeah, I used to ask the question, do you believe you're a sinner sometimes when we're witnessing?
好，有时候我做向人做见证的时候呢，我会问人家说，你相信你是个罪人吗？
I don't ask it anymore because almost everybody says, yeah, I believe I'm a sinner.
好，我现在不再问这个问题了，因为几乎每个人会说，是啊，我是个罪人。
But every now and then you'd meet somebody who said, no, I'm not a sinner, I'm a good guy.
但是有的时候会碰到一些说，哦，我不是罪人，我是一个好人。
So then I always ask them.
但是我就后来就问他
Well, are you going to die someday?
我说你有一天会死吗？
Of course he says yes.
他说是的。
And I said, do you know why you're going to die?
我就问你知道你为什么会死吗？
This book tells us why.
这本书告诉我们为什么。
The wages of sin is death. You're going to die because you're a sinner.
因为罪的工价就是死，你会死是因为你是个罪人。
Have you ever sinned?
你犯过罪吗？
Are you going to die?
你会死吗？
Yeah, we all are, right?
我们都会。
There's one of these waiting for each of us.
好，有一个这个东西等着我们每一个人。
I like this tombstone.
Oh, you can't. 我喜欢这个墓碑。
You can't read it, but it says, "Don't laugh, you're next."
这个墓碑说你别笑哈，因为你下一个就是你。
Right? As Christians, we don't worry about death so much anymore.
但是作为基督徒，我们不再那么的惧怕死亡。
Because we know what's on the other side of death.
因为我们知道在死亡的那一边是什么。
And only this book.Given to us in time reveals it.
也只有这本书告诉我们在这个时间上来启示未来给我们。
God, the wrath of God's justice is also revealed.
上帝正义的愤怒也显明在。
In God's judgment in the great tribulation.
在将来的大灾难当中。
The whole world's going to be judged.
全世界都要受神的审判。
Are you saved from the wrath to come?
你从将来的震怒当中获救吗？
You really need to know for sure you're saved from the wrath to come.
你必须明确的知道你会从将来的神的大愤怒当中得到
拯救。And this book tells you how you can know for sure you don't have to worry about the wrath to come.
这本书很明确的告诉你，你如何可以逃离将来的愤怒。
You can know if you're saved from the wrath to come.
假如你从这个咒诅中得救的话呢，你可以明确的知道。
But one thing we learn is God's role as judge and His justice is actually intensified in the New Testament.
事实上，上帝作为一个审判者的身份呢，在新约当中更强化的显明出来。
Right? The entire New Testament is overshadowed by a certainty that at the end of time there's this great judgment coming upon the whole earth.
整本新约呢，都笼罩在有一天全宇宙都要受审判的这个确定性当中。
When we lived in Taiwan,
当我们在台湾生活的时候，
every now and then we go out and we do a survey.
有的时候我们会去做一些调查。
And one of the questions we had, and all these, most of these people were Buddhists.
那多数的人都相信佛教。
And we asked, do you believe that there's a great judgment coming upon the whole earth sometime soon?
我们会问说，你们相信将来有一个审判会临到全世界的人吗？
And these were all Chinese, Taiwanese.
这些都是台湾人。
And they all said, yes, we believe that.
他们都说我们相信。
See, there's something in man that he knows. See, God doesn't keep it a secret. It seems like people generally know there's a great judgment that will eventually come upon the whole.
好像每个人心里面都知道，将来会有一个大审判临到世界上所有的人。
All rights, all wrongs will be righted someday.
在那一天呢，所有的错误都会被更正。
Because it's a just God that created everything.
因为这位正义的神，他创造了万物。
Our every word, thought, and deed will be justly judged and receive a reward.
我们的言语、思想、行为、动机都会根据上帝正义的标准被公正的来审判。
Wow, I'll be judged even according to every thought.
甚至我们每一个思想。
Okay, that could be scary.
这个会很可怕的。
If you're looking forward to justice.
假如说你等待的只是上帝的正义的话。
But you can have peace if you're looking forward for mercy.
但是假如你等待的是神的怜悯的话呢，你可以有平安。
And God's wrath and of his justice is revealed at.
那上帝正义的愤怒也会显明在。
And what's this a picture of?
这是什么样的一个图片？
The great white throne.
好，上帝白色大宝座的审判。
And these are the books that are opened.
所以这些书卷展开了。
Apparently, everything we ever did, thought, or said is written down in those books.
很明显的，好像是我们一生所做的一切事情、思想、言语、行为都会写在这本书上。
Are you trusting in your own good works to save you?
我们是信靠自己的善行来救我们吗
？See, if you are, you're sunk.
假如你是的话，那你就完蛋了。
See, when you go to court, do you go to court because you've been so good?
当你到法庭去的时候，你上法庭是因为你是一个好人，做了很多善事吗
？Do we ever take somebody to court? Hey, let's find out how good Annie's been. You know, let's take her to court and we'll judge her on her good works.
我们会不会因为我是一个好人，把我带到法庭上说来审判她呢
？We don't do that.
我们不会这么做。
She gets accused of one crime.
假如有人控诉我做了一件做错的事情。
She goes to court for that crime.
我会因为这一件错事情到法庭去。
And Lady Justice is going to weigh the evidence.
然后正义女神就会衡量所有的证据。
Did you commit that crime or not?
你是不是犯了那个错呢
？And if you did, you get justice.
假如我是好人，我犯了一个错，我还是会受到审判。
Okay, so if you're trusting in your good works, that's not going to help you if you've ever sinned.
所以，假如我们只相信我们的善行可以使我们得救的话呢？我们没有办法获救，因为你确实还有其他的罪。
Because what you're going to be judged for are your sins.
因为我们被审判的是我们的罪。
Right, so I need help.
所以我也需要帮助。
Okay, the scriptures give ample proof that all sin and evil will be disposed of decisively and completely someday.
所以圣经很有充足的证据指出，所有的罪恶会决定性的、公正的、永远的被处置。
But here's my problem.
我有一个问题就是
I myself fall into the category of sinner.
我自己也落在罪犯的这个团体当中。
I'm a sinner before a holy God.
我在圣洁的上帝面前，我是一个罪人。
Maybe before you got, oh, Pastor Ray, he's such an angel. How many of you think like that?
或许你们认为裴牧师，哦，他是这么好的一个天使。
That's not going to carry it on Judgment Day.
在上帝审判那天呢，我不是天使。
I remember one person.Describing me in Mexico, they said, "Oh, Tasha, he's an angel. He's a little angel."
我记得我在墨西哥的时候，有一个人描写我说，哦，他是一个天使。
不是啊。Right? Angels are angels. Men are men, and all men have sinned.
好，天使是天使，人是人，所有人都犯罪。
So I got a problem. God's going to eliminate all sin.
那上帝会铲除所有的罪恶。
But I'm a sinner.
但我是一个罪人。
So how do I not get eliminated?
那我怎么不被上帝消灭呢？
Okay, so how can I be saved from the just judgment of God?
我如何从上帝公正的审判当中得救呢？
Let's find out. This is the good news.
让我们来找出，好，让这是救救好消息。
This is what the gospel is all about.
福音就是说明这一点。
Okay, here's two examples of how the gospel's preached today.
所以我有两个例子来说明福音今天怎么来。解释给大家
听。 There's two men sitting in an airplane. They're flying now 30,000 feet.
两个人在坐在三万里高的天空，坐在飞机上。
And a stewardess comes by to the first man. He said, here, put this parachute on. It will improve your flight.
那服务员说，来，你把这个降落伞穿上好，它会改善你这个飞行的经验。
Is it still on?
Where did it go?
Where did it go?
Oh, right here.
Okay. Yeah, so the stewardess said, here, put this on. It'll make your flight better.
降落伞带到好，你飞行会稍微好一点，舒服一点。
So I'm sitting there and doesn't feel too comfortable.
所以我带着降落伞，我说坐起来很不舒服。
I can't even sit up straight to watch the movie.
甚至没有办法坐起来看这个电影。
And I'm sitting there and Notice, like you guys, you're laughing. Why are you guys laughing at me?
所以我看你们好像在笑我，为什么对我嘲笑呢？
Because you got a parachute on. That's why.
因为你把降落伞带到身上。
What do you got a parachute on for?
你带降落伞干什么？
You say, well, the stewardess said it'll make my flight better.
好的，女服务生说这使我飞行会好一点。
But you know, it just gets worse and worse.
但是越来越不舒服。
So eventually, I get up and I just take that parachute off.
那后来我就站起来把这个降落伞脱下。
That didn't make my flight any better.
我说你这个没有使我的飞行更好啊。
That person lied to me.
好，那个人对我说谎。
Right. But now here's another guy sitting there and a different stewardess comes by.
但是像另外一个人坐在那里，好，另外一个女服务生过来了。
And she said, here, put this parachute on.
她说你把这个降落伞带上。
And I say, why?
我说为什么呢？
Well, because the plane's going to crash and you're going to have to jump at 20,000 feet.
他说啊，这个飞机要待会要爆炸了哈，你这个你要在两万高尺的天空呢要跳下去。
So now I'm sitting there and it's a little uncomfortable.
所以现在我坐在那里，他也感觉不舒服。
Does it bother me that it's uncomfortable?
但现在会不会让我觉得不舒服，还感觉到很不高兴呢？
No, because I know this is going to save my life when I have to jump out of the plane.
不会好，因为我知道待会儿呢，我要从两万尺的高空跳下去，他会救我一命。
And you're still laughing at me, huh? The other passengers in the plane.
那这个其他的旅客还在笑我。
Look at that idiot wearing a parachute inside the plane.
你就看那个笨蛋哈，为什么在飞机上带个。
But does it bother me now that they laugh at me for wearing a parachute?
但他们现在笑我，我会感觉不舒服吗？
No, in fact, I feel bad for them.
不会哈，事实上我为这些人感到可悲。
Don't they know they're going to have to jump out of the plane pretty soon?
难道他们不知道待会他们就要跳下这个飞机了？
Why doesn't everybody have a parachute?
为什么不是每个人都带上降落伞呢？
So you see, it doesn't bother me because they didn't give me a false story here, a false gospel that, hey, believe in Jesus.And your life will be great.
我为什么有这么安心的带个降落伞？因为我得到的福音信息是正确的，而错误的福音信息说：“哦，你相信耶稣，你的人生会美好。”
But sometimes you get persecuted for believing in Jesus.
有的时候你信耶稣反而受到逼迫。
In public school, college, they're going to laugh at you, ridicule you. Oh, you're one of those Republicans. You believe in Jesus?
在高中或者在大学，有人会笑你说：“哎呀，你是基督徒，你是那个共和党的。”
Yeah, what an idiot!
我说我们一个傻瓜。
Right, but if you understand, you didn't put this on to make your life better in this lost world.
但是你如果明白，你把降落伞穿到身上，不是说使你的人生过得更美好。
You put the parachute on to save you from the jump to come. Everybody's going to have to leave this world at some point.
而是你穿上降落伞，因为有一天你要从这个世界跳出去，每个人都要跳出去，而你有得救的方法。
Have you put on the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们穿戴上主耶稣基督了吗？
To prepare for the judgment to come.
来预备将来要面临的审判。
Because really, it's kind of a false gospel. You say believe in Jesus, and well, life's going to be great.
一个错误的福音信息就是说，哎呀，你相信耶稣吧，你的人生会更美好。
Right, you hear TV preachers.
有的时候电视布道家会这么说。
Yeah. You'll get the car you want. You'll get the house you want.
好，你会得到你想要的车，你想要的房子。
You'll get the girl you want.
好，你想要的女人。
Just ask Jesus, right? He's going to give you everything.
只要求耶稣好，他把一切都给你。
But then you start getting persecuted for believing in Jesus.
但是后来因为你相信耶稣，遭到逼迫。
And you didn't get the car, you didn't get the house.
你没有得到他们所说的房子跟车子。
So what do? You take the parachute off. I don't believe anymore.
你就把降落伞给脱下来说，哎，我不相信了。
But if you weren't deceived into believing Jesus,
但假如你信耶稣的时候不是一个受骗的信仰。
You were given the true gospel.
他把真实的福音告诉你。
Believe in Jesus and you'll be saved from the wrath of God.
相信主耶稣，你可以逃离将来的愤怒。
Saved from the judgment to come.
逃离将来的愤怒。
Okay, let's look at the glorious perfection of God's justice.
所以现在让我们看看上帝正义荣耀的完美。
Since our transgressions offend an infinite, His infinite holiness, the punishment must be infinite.
既然我们的过犯冒犯了无限的圣洁的上帝，那惩罚也就是无限的。
That's why hell is forever.
这就是为什么地狱也是永远的。
Because of the greatness of our sin against an infinite God.
因为我们犯的罪是向这个最伟大的神犯罪。
But by God's grace, an infinitely perfect substitute can take my place without violating God's justice.
但是靠着神的恩典呢，一个无限完美的代替者能够取代我们受审，而不违反上帝完美的正义。
We need a substitute to take our place in judgment.
我们需要一个人代替我们承担这个受审的位置。
Now this substitute must be fully human to substitute for humanity.
那这位代替者必须全然是人类来取代人类。
In other words, he's a descendant of Adam.
换句话说，他必须是亚当的后裔。
And this book that God gave us revealed everything about Adam.
而这本书上帝给我们的启示我们有关亚当的一切。
And revealed to us that Jesus is descended from Adam.
而且告诉我们耶稣就是亚当的后裔。
According to the flesh.
好，根据他的肉身。
But a perfect substitute must also be fully divine.
但是一位完美的代替者必须全然是神圣的。
So he can endure and satisfy God's infinite wrath against sin.
好使他可以来忍受而且满足上帝对罪无限的愤怒。
Okay. Both God's justice and mercy is revealed in the cross.
而上帝的正义跟怜悯同时显明在十字架上。
Okay. The cross of the sinless Christ.
无罪基督的十字架。
Okay, there's both justice and mercy here.
在这里我们同样看到正义跟怜悯。
Who's getting justice?
谁得了正义呢?
Jesus.
耶稣。
But did he deserve this?
他配得这样的一个公正的审判吗?
Right. See, life wasn't fair to Jesus.
所以人生对耶稣也是不公平的。
Sometimes we get mad at God, say, God, life's just not fair.
有时候我们向神发怒，说神啊，人生不公平。
And we falsely conclude, because life doesn't seem fair, well, God must not be fair to me.
然后我们错误的结论说，假如我的经验是不公平，那上帝也是一个不公平的神。
That can't happen.
好，那这是不可能的。
Our God's a perfect God.
我们的神是一个完美的神。
He can only do what's right.
他只做正确的事情。
But you see, when Jesus entered this world,
但是当耶稣来到世界上的时候，
he didn't get what was fair for him, did he?
他所得的不是公平的。
He willingly took the justice that I deserved.
他甘愿承担了我应该受的刑罚。
So I could get mercy.
使我能够得到神的怜悯。
So I could be saved.
使我可以得救。
If we trust in Jesus, we will see the perfection of God's justice in eternity.
所以如果我们相信耶稣的话呢，我们在永恒当中会看见上帝正义的完美。
I will realize that on that cross, Jesus died for my every sinful thought, word, and deed.
我会明白，当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，他为我所有的言语、思想、行为都付上了代价。
And he suffered an infinite torment.
而他所受的苦是无限的苦。
Okay. God supplies a way to experience His power and holiness and mercy rather than justice.
所以上帝提供了一条出路，让我们在他的连续当中，而不是他的正义当中，去经历他的能力与他的圣洁。
See, God is always merciful.
上帝永远是怜悯的。
But He's always just.
他也同时是公正的。
Right? He can't change. He's immutable.
他不能改变。
Right? So to experience God's mercy instead of the justice I deserve.
所以要去经历他的怜悯，而不是他的正义的话。
If God doesn't change,
假如上帝是不改变的,
then I must have to change.
那么我必须有个改变。
So instead of justice, I can now get mercy.
所以我不是接受上帝的正义，而是接受上帝的怜悯。
Okay, so how does this happen?
那它怎么发生呢？
Believing the good news of the gospel creates that change in me.
就是相信耶稣基督的好消息，就带来我里面的这个改变。
Before believing in Christ, I'm dead in sin.
在信耶稣之前，我是死在自己的罪中的。
When I believe in Jesus, I'm made alive.
但是当我相信耶稣那一刻，我就活过来了。
Right, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
圣经说，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
The old things are passed away, all things are made new.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Why don't I ever get bored of preaching the word of God?
为什么我传讲上帝的话语不觉得很无聊呢？
Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe.
因为福音是上帝的大能，要拯救一切相信的人。
And every time I preach God's word, not my word, God's word.
每次我传讲神的话，不是我自己的话。
I know the Holy Spirit can take that word and give you faith.
我知道圣灵可以把这个话拿到你，给你信心。
And if you believe in Jesus, because you hear the gospel,
因为你听了福音而相信了耶稣。
In that moment, you pass from death to life.
就在那一刻，你从死进入生。
You pass from darkness to light.
从黑暗进入光明。
You pass from the wrath of God into the mercy of God.
从上帝的震怒进入到上帝的怜悯。
All because of the power of the gospel to save.
而是就是因为福音有拯救的大能。
See, a change has to take place in me.
所以这个改变必须在我的里面发生。
So I can get mercy instead of justice.
好使我得生上帝的怜悯，而不是上帝的公正。
And it's preaching the gospel, hearing the gospel that creates that change.
也只有听信了福音能够带来这样的改变。
I got saved because I heard the gospel and believed it.
我得救是因为我听了福音而且相信。
You got saved because you heard the gospel and you believed it.
你得救也是因为你听了福音，你相信。
And in that moment that you believed, you were no longer under the wrath of God, but now under His mercy.
就在那相信的一刻，你从上帝的震怒迁到上帝的怜悯当中。
See, the gospel is the good news.
所以这个福音就是好消息。
God sent Jesus to be our substitute.
上帝差遣耶稣做我们的代替者。
God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
圣经说，基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
So he dies for me while I'm a sinner.
当我还做罪人的时候，耶稣就为我死。
He didn't say you got to clean up your life first, then I'll save you.
他没有说你先把自己的生活搞干净，然后我再救你。
Come as you are.
你就以你的本相来到神面前。
But how do I know I'm a sinner?
但我怎么知道我是罪人呢？
Because of the law.
因为律法。
Right, the law tells me I'm a sinner.
律法告诉我我是个罪人。
I had not known sin except for the law.
如果没有律法，我就不知道罪。
I know stealing is a sin because the law says thou shalt not sin.
我知道偷窃是犯罪，因为法律说偷窃是犯罪。
The gospel is Jesus Christ dies in my place on the cross.
所以福音就是耶稣基督代替我死在十字架上。
To save me from my sins.
救我脱离罪恶。
And to save me from the wrath of God.
也拯救我脱离上帝的愤怒。
Much more than being now justified by His blood.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义。
We shall be saved from wrath through him.
就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
So there he died, he sheds his blood to save me from my sins.
所以耶稣在那里死了，流血拯救我脱离我的罪恶。
He takes my place.
他代取了我的地位。
And because he's God, he can propitiate God's wrath against me and my sin.
因为耶稣基督是神，他就可以在神跟人之间做一个挽回的工作，与神和解。
And to propitiate God's wrath just means now God's wrath is gone.
好，与神和解，安抚了神的愤怒。
God doesn't have to be angry at me anymore for my sin.
神不用再因为我的罪对我发怒。
He can be loving and graceful and merciful.
他可以是一位慈爱的、救赎的、怜悯的神。
All because of Jesus.
完全是因为耶稣基督。
Hallelujah, look what God has done.
所以我们感谢神，看看上帝所完成的。
Being justified freely by His grace,
如今蒙神的恩典
through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ,
因耶稣基督的救赎
look at all these great words here, I'm justified.
好，这边说我白白的称义
means legally I'm right with God now.
就是就法律的言辞来说，我在神面前是正确的人。
And how does a sinner get justified?
那罪人怎么得称义呢？
By grace.
是靠着恩典。
Through the redemption, through the salvation that's in Jesus Christ.
借着在耶稣基督里的救赎。
Okay. whom God set forth to be a propitiation.
上帝设立他做挽回祭。
And we're going to look at that word propitiation.
这个挽回祭这个字，我们待会会细看。
He's a propitiation through faith in His blood.
借着人的信，借着他的血。
To declare God's righteousness.
要宣称上帝的义。
In forgiving me my sins.
宽容我的罪恶。
Okay, let's break this down. Jesus Christ is God's perfect sacrifice to save me.
好，耶稣基督是上帝完美的祭物来拯救我。
From the penalty or justice due my sin.
脱离罪的刑罚。
Jesus is the propitiation for my sin, so God can be merciful to me a sinner.
好，耶稣是我罪的挽回祭，好让上帝向我这个罪人施予连续。
Okay, and this is nothing new, right?This is nothing new, right?
这不是一件新的事情。
Okay, as we're learning in Sunday school, the Old Testament helps us understand the New Testament.
好，我们学习旧约来帮助我们明白新约。
Jesus has become my mercy seat.
耶稣成为我的施恩座。
Okay, the word propitiation.
挽回祭这个字。
In Greek is the same word as mercy seat.
在希伯来文，在希腊文里面，我写错了，好像希腊文里面跟施恩座出于同一个字根。
So when the Bible says Jesus is my propitiation,
所以当圣经说耶稣是我的挽回祭的时候，
I can understand that he's my mercy seat.
他就是我的施恩座。
What's the mercy seat?
施恩座是什么呢？
That's the mercy seat.
就是我圈出来的这一块。
Had the two cherubim on top.
上面有两个基路伯。
And it's the cover for the Ark of the Covenant.
它是覆盖在约柜上面的一个物件。
See, in the ark is the law.
而在约柜里面保存的是上帝的律法。
And we've all broken the law.
而我们都破碎了这个律法。
And we're all judged by the law.
我们也因为律法而受审判。
But the gospel tells me Jesus has become my mercy seat.
但福音告诉我，耶稣成为我的施恩座。
And it's only at the mercy seat that anybody can meet God.
也只有在施恩座面前，人可以与上帝相遇。
God said, "There I will meet with you, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat."
圣经上，上帝说，我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜、施恩座上、厄基布鲁伯中间和你相会。
See, there's a powerful prophetic type of redemption here.
所以在这里，我们看到一个救赎的预表。
Remember when Moses came down from Sinai, he came down with two things, not one thing.
当摩西从西乃山下来的时候，他带了两件东西下来。
Right? We all know he came down with what?
我们都知道他把十诫的法版带下来。
Right, we just did this in Moses coming down with the Ten Commandments.
摩西带着十诫从山上下来。
But so many people forget when he came down from that mountain, he also came down with the plan for the tabernacle.
但是很多人忘记的就是，当摩西从山上下来的时候，他同时带来建造会幕的计划。
See, the first time God brought the first set of Ten Commandments down, he broke it. Remember, he threw it down because they had already started worshiping an idol.
当摩西第一次领受十诫把法版带下来的时候呢，因为山下的百姓在做一些不好事情，这个法版被他给摔碎了。
So when he comes down the second time, he comes down with the law, but also the system of how are we saved after we've broken the law.
但是当他第二次从山下来的时候，他上帝给他新的两块法版，
okay.
还有建造会幕的所有的设计。
Right, the law revealed their sin, but the tabernacle revealed the way of salvation.
所以律法显明他们的罪，但是会幕显明救恩之路。
And this altar of sacrifice, where every sacrifice had to be burned,
这个祭坛就是所有的牺牲必须焚烧的地方。
So the first thing a sinner sees when he brings his lamb or ox to the tabernacle, what's the first thing he sees?
当一个罪人把他要献祭的羊或牛带来的时候，他第一眼看到的是什么？
Sees that fire.
他看到的那个是祭坛上的火。
And what did that fire represent?
这个火代表什么呢？
Judgment against sin, God's judgment against sin.
就是对罪恶的审判。
It's a picture of hell.
它就是地狱的象征。
And that fire was never to go out.
这个火是不灭的。
Why? Because the fires of hell never go out.
因为地狱的火也是不灭的。
And in 400 years, we know that fire never went out.
所以在旷野的时候，或是后来在会幕那段时间，这四百年的期间，这个火没有灭过。
But that altar of sacrifice.
但是这个祭坛上。
Is a type of the cross of Jesus.
它是耶稣基督的十字架的预表。
Right, Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
好，耶稣就是上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Okay, so the mercy seat, right here, here's a more vivid picture, sits on top of the Ark of the Covenant.
所以施恩座是 摆在约柜上面。
So there's both mercy and law there. Mercy and law.
所以在这里我们看到神的恩典还有他的律法。
Okay. And the high priest.
大祭司。
Right, the high priest sprinkled the blood of the lamb on the mercy seat.
大祭司把羔羊的血洒在施恩座上。
Okay, and only the high priest once a year could enter into the presence of God, but he had to bring the blood and put it on the mercy seat.
大祭司只有一年一次可以进入到至圣所，而他进去的时候必须把血带着洒在施恩座上。
So the tabernacle proclaimed how God could be just and justify a guilty sinner.
所以会幕宣告上帝如何同时能够公义。
As my substitute, Jesus has completely satisfied the just demands of God's law.
所以耶稣代替了我，他完全满足上帝律法正义的要求，好使上帝对我这个罪人发出怜悯。
So when I come to the foot of the cross, God's mercy seat, Jesus.
所以当我来到十字架，耶稣在施恩座的脚前的时候，
repenting of my sins.
当我悔改了我的罪，
and asking for mercy.
祈求神的怜悯。
I get mercy.
我就得到他的怜悯。
Because Jesus took my justice on the cross.
因为耶稣取代了我，接受了公义的审判。
It's the miracle of the sinner and the lamb.
这就是罪人跟羔羊的一个神迹。
For God has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin.
所以上帝使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
Right? And this is so that we could become the righteousness of God in him.
好叫我们在他里面成为上帝的义。
See? You've seen this before.
好，你以前也看过这个。
This is the only way a sinner could be right with God.
好，罪人与神和好唯一的方法就是这样。
Right? This is you and me.
这个代表你跟我。
Once you've sinned, what was the only way you could get right with God?
一旦我们犯罪，我们跟神唯一和好的方法是什么呢？
Just do better.
只是说做一个更好的人吗？
Doesn't work.
不是这样。
Yeah, you had to bring a lamb.
必须带一只羊来。
A sin offering.
一个赎罪祭。
Or an ox, you could bring an ox.
或者是一只牛。
And you had to confess your sin over the lamb.
你必须在羊的身上承认你的罪。
And what does God do? This is why salvation is a miracle.
那上帝做什么呢？
You can't do this.
这就显明救恩本身是一件神迹。
This is why you can't be saved by your own good works.
这也是为什么我们不能凭自己的善行得救。
When you confess your sins,
当我们承认自己的罪。
This is what God does.
上帝就做了这个。
He takes the sins off you and puts them on Christ.
他把你的罪放在羊的身上。
See? Only God can do that.
好，只有上帝可以这么做。
So now, where's your sin?
那你现在罪去哪里了？
It's on the lamb.
去到羊的身上。
And where does the lamb go in the tabernacle?
羊在会幕的制度里面，它去了哪里？
He goes in the fire.
它去到火里。
But see, when you put your hand on the lamb,
当你把手放在羊的头上的时候，
you are identified with the lamb.
你跟羊认同。
You and the lamb are one.
你跟羊是合一的。
That's why the Bible says, he that joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him.
所以上说，与主联合的，就是与主成为一灵了。
So when the lamb goes into the fire, it's as if you went into the fire.
所以当羔羊进到火里面，就好像你也进到火里面。
Jesus takes your justice.
耶稣取代了你所得的公正。
So you could be made righteous in his presence.
好使你在神面前可以称义。
But see, Jesus dying for your sins is only half.
但是耶稣我们的罪而死只是一半而已。
You need to be made righteous.
我们需要成为一个称义的人。
So now you bring a burnt offering.
所以你现在拿一个燔祭。
That was a sin offering.
刚刚那个是赎罪祭。
The sin's gone.
罪已经没有了。
But you're missing something.
那你还缺少一件东西。
So you come to the burnt offering.
所以你带一只燔祭来。
And now you have nothing to confess.
你现在没有罪需要承认。
But you come and ask God, give me your Holy Spirit, make me righteous in your
presence. 你现在祷告说，上帝，求你把你的圣灵赐给我，使我成为一个公义的人。
And when you put your hand on the burnt offering,
当你把手放在燔祭的身头上的时候，
God takes the righteousness of Christ and puts it on you.
神把耶稣基督的公义交给你。
And it's not just words.
不单单只是话语而已。
Because the Holy Spirit really comes in you and imparts the righteousness of Christ to you.
因为圣灵真正进到你的里面，把基督的公义赐给你。
The Lord becomes our righteousness.
所以耶和华成为我们的公义。
Now this should be very easy for Chinese to understand.
我想这一点中国人应该很容易明白哈。
Okay, what is this?
这是什么地方？
Yeah, Tian Tan, right? And it's important. It's a tan, not a meow.
不是天庙哈，我们翻成 altar， altar 就是一个坛。
Right? The most important part is the altar of sacrifice。
在天坛整个这个建筑群当中，最重要的就是祭坛这个地方。
Okay. And the emperor offers a perfect sacrifice here in the altar。
皇帝在祭坛献上一个完美的祭牲。
Right? And he watches that ascend as a burnt offering。
他把这个牛给烧了，然后他就所谓的忘了、
right.
让这个火升上去。
This is a powerful what we call redemptive analogy.
这是一个很有能力的一个所谓的救赎的比喻。
You can use it to teach the gospel.
我们可以使用它来教导福音。
Okay. So after he offers the perfect sacrifice on the altar.
所以当皇帝在祭坛献上了完美的祭物之后。
Okay. The emperor can walk up that highway to heaven.
皇帝现在可以走在那个天道上。
That highway all the way up to that three-tiered building of prayer.
这条通道一直导致祈年殿。
It ascends.
而且它是向上走的。
Right, it's a picture of him ascending to heaven.
好，象征他往朝天上走。
Right, and that sacrifice is made to Shangdi, nobody else.
这个献祭是献给上帝的。
There was never an idol of Shangdi put in that temple of heaven.
在天坛里面从来没有上帝的一个偶像。
How did the Chinese know never to make an idol of Shangdi?
中国人怎么知道不可以为上帝造像呢？
You can't explain it except that they knew this is the one true God, you never make an idol of him.
那他们知道因为他是真神，所以不可以为他造像。
Because they sure made idols of every other god.
他们确实为其他很多的神造了很多像。
And here's the highway now, the highway of heaven here. Notice there's three parts to the highway, a big center part.
它这条通道有三条路哈。
And then there's a right way and a left way.
在中间是最主导一条，然后右边一条，左边一条。
Okay, who do you think walked on the middle highway?
他们在这个建筑当中，谁走在中间
这条道上呢？ Who was that for? Take a guess.
中间这条是给谁的？
That's because you remember, right? Otherwise, you would have said the emperor.
Most people say the emperor the first time. 中间这条是留给上帝走的哈。
How did the Chinese God, Shangdi, was so real to them, they knew God was walking up the middle of that highway to heaven as the emperor was on the right side.
那皇帝就走在右边，那中国人怎么知道有这个观念呢？上帝是最主要的走上这条道。
And then the lesser officials were on the left side.
然后陪祭的官员呢，走在左边这条路上。
And they walk up that highway to heaven.
他们就走在这个朝上走的，朝向天道上。
Now the thing is, the sacrifice was not allowed to walk on that highway.
但是问题就是，这个献祭的祭牲呢，不可以走在这条这个单臂桥上。
The sacrifice is prepared and taken under the highway through the gate of hell.
这条牲祭呢，是首先牵他走过单臂桥下面的鬼门关。
So that perfect sacrifice,
所以这个完美的祭物
could be the lamb or a ox,
可以是羊，也可以是公牛
goes through the gate of hell and dies,
他先经过鬼门关，然后死
so that the emperor could ascend the highway to heaven and meet with God,
可以走上这条朝天的路来与上帝相遇
and meet with God in the place of prayer,
在这个祷告的祈年殿里面与神相遇。
How did they build it like that? How did this happen?
那中国人怎么知道像如此建造这个天坛呢？
Right. Chinese themselves admit we don't know.
中国人自己说好，我们不晓得。
All they say is we know it has something to do with God.
他们所能够确知的就是说，天坛的整个祭祀礼仪呢，都跟上帝有关。
And here's a young man who was saved from the gates of hell by a substitutionary sacrifice.
这是一个从鬼门关被代罪羔羊拯救的年轻人。
And here, how's the only way to be made right with God? What's the only way?
我们跟神和好唯一的方法是什么？
You want to be righteous.
你要做一个正义的人。
Right? Who's on the bottom here?
下面那个字是谁？
Say it. 我，你 right? 我。But what do you have to have to be righteous?
那与神之间有正义的关系，在上面，我在我上面必须有什么呢？
You have to have a lamb.
必须有一只羊。
Okay? So I always say, I love asking Chinese people, 那个羊是谁？
我常常问中国人，好 ，Who is that the lamb?
是谁
？Who is it?
Yeah, because 一个中国人在北京，他说什么？我不知道啊。
在北京的中国人问他这个羊是谁呢？他说我不知道。
That's our job. See, you can't be righteous without the lamb. But who's the lamb?
好，我们跟神之间和好，没有羊不行。但是这个羊到底是谁呢？
The lamb is Jesus.
他就是耶稣。
The lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
圣经说得很清楚，他是上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And if you don't come under the lamb, you can't be right with God.
而我们不在羊之下，我们就没有办法在神面前做一个公义的人。
Not hard to understand.
所以这个并不难了解。
The truth is in your temple of heaven.
这个真理也在我们的天坛可以找到。
The truth is in your word for righteousness.
在我们这个义的字中可以看到。
The truth is in the mercy seat in the tabernacle.
在会幕的施恩座上可以看到。
And once you believe in Jesus.
那一旦你相信了耶稣。
The truth will be in your heart.
这个真理就会在你的心中。
And you will know without a doubt.
而你就毫无疑问地知道。
When I leave time.
当我离开时间的时候。
I get God's mercy.
我可以获得上帝的怜悯。
I don't have to worry about justice.
我不需要再担心神的公正。
Because Jesus took my justice.
因为耶稣已经取代了我。
So I can spend eternity with my heavenly Father.
好让我在永恒当中可以跟天父在一起。
Forever and ever.
永永远远在一起。
Without one fear of the wrath of God.
没有任何一个对上帝震怒的惧怕。
But if you don't know Jesus.
但假如你不知道耶稣的话。
Then you're looking forward to the wrath of God.
你所可以期待的只是上帝公正的审判。
And that's why it's so important to know God's attributes.
这就是为什么我们很需要知道上帝的属性。
He is just.
他是公正的。
He is merciful.
但他也是怜悯的。
But which one will you get on judgment day?
但是在审判的那一天，你会获得的是哪一个？
Your choice.
这是你的选择。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们为你的话语献上感谢。
We thank you for the tabernacle.
感谢你把会幕教导给我们。
We thank you for the temple of heaven.
我们也为天坛献上感谢。
All these things teach us the same truth.
这些都教导我们同一个真理。
That there has to be a perfect substitute sacrifice.
必须有一个完美的代罪的羔羊。
To take our place, to go to hell on our behalf.
取代我们的位置。代替我们去到地狱
to pay the penalty of all our sin,
付出我们所有犯罪的代价
so we can walk the highway of heaven,
好让我们走上通天之道
into your presence,
进到你的面前
that's the gospel,
这就是福音
help us believe,
帮助我们相信
so that we can become a new creature in Christ,
好让我们在基督里成为新造的人
in his name we pray,
我们奉他的名祷告
Amen,
Amen.